Our next case for argument is 22-1128, Kinetic v. Samsung. Mr. Halderman, please proceed.
Good morning. May it please the Court, my name is Mark Halderman from Armstrong Teasdale on behalf of Appellant Kinetic, Inc. The Court can decide this appeal on one issue, namely the Patent Trial and Appeal Board's decision is premised on the erroneous interpretation of this Court's previous claim construction of the sleep command limitation, which requires that the sleep command must be sent shortly after and in direct response to the executed command. Samsung's response highlights that the board's decision was based on a faulty construction, one where sleep commands need not always be sent, which would defeat the 146 patent's purpose of ignoring returning motion. Reversal is appropriate because both Samsung and the board have conceded that the Liberty-Nogueira combination does not require sleep commands after executed motion commands. Instead, the combination only sends sleep commands if Liberty's movements have low velocities and a button is pressed. The board also erred because it improperly concluded that the Liberty references switching to fine mode clicking, the alleged sleep command, can be sent in response to executed motion commands simply because its events are not limited to button clicks. But not being limited to something is not the same thing as teaching something else. And Liberty does not teach an executed command as an event that causes it to switch modes. Moreover, the board left unsupported its finding that Liberty's tremor, unintentional movements that Liberty discards, and velocity, the device's rate of speed, teach the executed command. Finally, the board's confused analysis improperly relied on combinations not alleged in Samsung's petition and was otherwise inconsistent with the findings it incorporated by reference from its original decision. Each of these errors warrant reversal. The first and primary issue is a claim construction dispute that, as I mentioned, alone warrants reversal because...
Is there something, just to help me out a little, because I find this a little confusing, is there something you can point to on the first point, perhaps, that the board said that leads you to conclude that it misconstrued the construction? Or, I mean, it would just be helpful to me if you have something in hand.
Yes,
so I can know what I'm looking for.
For example, in the Samsung's response on page 46, they quote to the appendix at 16, which uses the board's remand decision, and they quote that the board further found that Liberty's sleep command instruction is sent immediately following and direct response to a movement indicating a velocity below a predetermined threshold, such as during a precise cursor movement. So that is a conditional sending of a sleep command only when velocity is at a certain speed.
Well, there has to be determination as to when to put the thing to sleep. It's not going to be put to sleep all the time.
Well, the way that the patent works is that you're right. You can move the device, and it doesn't necessarily execute a command and result in a sleep command. But what the patent teaches and what this court has said is that if the motion command is executed, then it must send the sleep command. So just continuing on answering your Honor's question, at page 792 of this court's original decision, the court expressly confirmed that the step motion algorithm indicates what must be done and when it must be done, and concluded that the sleep command is sent, not that it may be sent. And if an executed motion command occurs and a sleep command is not sent, then the entire purpose of the invention is eviscerated, because then the returning motion would not be ignored, which is the entire purpose of the patent. So in fact, this court had agreed with Kinetic that sending a sleep command 10 minutes after an executed command defeats the purpose of the 146 patent, But never sending any sleep command, despite an executed command, similarly defeats the purpose. Returning motion is just not ignored. And not only is Samsung's interpretation in direct conflict, in our opinion, with the court's previous decision, but the 146 patent makes clear that the claims are not drafted to capability. The claims do not recite that they are capable of or for performing some function.
Yeah, but this isn't an anticipation case. This is an obviousness case.
Right, but so Samsung had argued that the claims allow, that they don't even require any sending of the sleep command because it's capability, because the claims are directed towards capability. And my point is that in light of this court's decision saying that the sleep command must be sent, and the fact that the claims don't include language that is typical for capability claims, such as saying it is for performing a certain function, and that they are not capability claims, and indeed the claims demand algorithmic structure because they recite that they are configured to include the step motion algorithm. And both the claims and the specification, they only use active language, which most of this court's decisions that I've seen, they say that that requires actual structure, not mere capability. And indeed, the specification at Appendix 48, 1366 to 14.2, it is explicit that after the execution of any motion input command, the user can bring the device back into its previous position with the sleep command ignoring the returning motion.
What column and line number are you at?
It was 1366 to 14.2. Next, the board erred because its combination does not teach the sleep command limitation as construed by this court. Samsung claims that the board only relied on Liberty, not Nogueira, as disclosure for this limitation. And although Kinetic does not agree, even if Samsung's position is accepted as true...
My understanding of what the board said is they got the sleep command from Liberty and the motion command and the sleep state from Nogueira, correct?
And they got the motion command and the sleep command from Nogueira, is that what you said?
No, the sleep state. They got the motion command and the sleep state from Nogueira and the sleep command from Liberty.
So that is not at all how we interpret the board's decision because, for example, on page 19 of the final written decision, the board states that the sleep command must be sent in response to the executing of Nogueira's command to move the pointer. So that part is the executed command that they now say was Nogueira, whereas in the original decision, they said it was Liberty's movement to align the cursor over a fine target. And then on page 20, the board found that the proposed system's pointer position is updated. Again, a Nogueira disclosure teaches a command is executed and that afterwards the system discards motion data.
I don't understand how that's inconsistent.
Well, because discarding motion data is only taught by Liberty. So they are saying that after the command is executed, it's entering into this sleep period where motion data is discarded. But that's not Nogueira, as they alleged in the first decision. That's Liberty. And that is at... That is at Appendix 521.
But in fact, both Nogueira and Liberty show sleep periods. But my understanding of the board's decision is that they're relying on, for this purpose, they're relying on Nogueira's disclosure of the sleep period.
But if that were true, I don't see why they would say that it begins, that it discards motion data, because Nogueira doesn't discard anything. It averages.
Well, I read, as I see the board, in various places at 20 and 21 where they're talking about this, they're constantly talking about liberty and Nogueira together.
Right.
So I...
Well, but that alone...
And they're the combination of the two. So you're saying, well, initially they were relying on the wrong reference to make a point?
I think now they are relying... They have switched the references from the first time relying on liberty for the executed command and Nogueira for the sleep period to now relying on Nogueira's updating of the pointer position for the executed command and Liberty's discarding for the sleep period.
Okay, so let's assume we disagree with you about that. What else have you got?
Well, even if that Samsung is correct and the board, you know, relied on Nogueira for the sleep period, I think that, as I said before, even then, Liberty does not teach always sending a sleep command in response to executed commands. And instead, what it teaches is events that were known to cause undesirable movement. But an executed command is not undesirable. In fact, Liberty and Nogueira, they teach if an unintentional movement occurs that you discard it. And the 146 patent, it teaches translating intentional user actions into precise commands. So the executed command of the 146 has to be intentional, and tremors are not intentional. They're what Liberty serves to discard and not execute. And velocity, that's just the rate of the movement. That is also not a command that is executed. That's just the device moving around. And it's not until the button is clicked, the device's button is clicked, that Nogueira knows that unwanted movement is expected to result from that physical push of the button. Otherwise, if you're just moving the device slowly but intentionally, and the velocity is low, under Samsung and the board's position, a sleep command would be sent, and those intentional slow motion pointing gestures would be discarded.
Mr. Haldeman, do you want to save rebuttal time?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. Let's hear from opposing counsel. Counsel, how do I say your name? Is it Citrione?
That's correct, Your Honor.
Oh, yay. Okay, go, Mr. Citrione.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the court. My name is Philip C. Thoran, and I'm arguing on behalf of Appellee Samsung. Right. Many of Kinetic's positions hinge on an issue of claim scope explicitly raised by Kinetic for the first time in this appeal, for a phrase that this court has already construed in a prior appeal. Namely, Kinetic argues that this court's prior construction of the phrase sending a sleep command after the command is executed requires sending a sleep command after each and every executed command. Because this prior construction did not include an each and every requirement, this court's prior construction did not include an each and every requirement. That's because the issue that was discussed in the prior appeal dealt with the immediacy of the sleep command, not the frequency. But this court also could not have construed the claim in such a narrow way, because if you look at the claims, Claim 22 is a broad and comprising claim. So while it does discuss sending a sleep command after an executed command, it doesn't exclude instructions that would prevent not sending a sleep command after an executed command. Additionally, the plain language of the claim
is... I'm sorry. I wasn't on the original panel. Was this discussed? Was this an issue of discussion in the prior appeal of the original?
It was not, Your Honor. In the prior appeal, the only issue that was discussed related to the immediacy of the sleep command. And the court, at its decision at page 792, stated that the sole disagreement between the parties regarding the meaning of this phrase, sending the sleep command, is, quote, the length of time that can occur between the executed command and the sleep command. The court then resolved that dispute by construing this phrase to mean, quote, shortly after an indirect response to the executed command. So the issue in the prior appeal was solely about this immediacy issue, how quickly after the executed command must the sleep command be sent. There was no discussion.
So what you're saying is that this notion that it has to be done every time there's a motion command is a new argument.
That's correct, Your Honor. This is an issue that Kinetic really explicitly identified for the first time in its reply brief. It spends the first 10 pages explaining that this is their construction, and discuss the court's decision to try.
Reply brief or reply brief before the board?
Excuse me, the reply brief in this appeal.
Did they make the argument to the board?
No, Your Honor, that argument was not raised to the board. In fact, if you look at the board's decision at Appendix 7, you can see there they also repeat this issue of immediacy, reflecting an understanding of the prior court's decision that claim construction dispute relating to the issuance of the sleep command dealt with, quote, immediacy. That's from the board's decision on remand at Appendix 7. So this issue wasn't addressed below as well. So this is a new issue, but even if we consider this argument, Your Honor, there's no support for it. In addition to the claims being comprising claims, the claim also simply states in the instructions that there is a single A command for the motion input algorithm and A sleep command. There's not a requirement for multiple commands for the motion input algorithm. There's not a requirement for multiple sleep commands. And there's certainly not a requirement that every single executed motion command must be followed by a sleep command. And the same is true if you look at the specification. There's simply no mention in the specification about sending a sleep command after each and every executed command.
I just think I want to, I look back at the board opinion, I think you may have overstated it, because I do see on Appendix 16 of the board's opinion where it does reference an argument. I think this is the same thing. He argues that petitioner muddies the claim construction because neither Liberty nor Nargena combination teach a sleep command that must be sent. So it seems like, am I wrong misreading this, that this issue was raised before the board?
But Your Honor, that issue, the must be sent, that's not in dispute. The sleep command must be sent after an executed command. The dispute is whether a sleep command must be sent after each and every executed command. So it's a frequency issue. There's no disagreement between the parties that a sleep command must be sent or is sent after the executed command. That's not quite the dispute, Your Honor. It's really about, do you have to send a sleep command each and every time? That's the dispute, if I understood your question.
Okay,
Your Honor.
Thank you.
Now, going back to the specification for a moment, counsel did point, Your Honors, to one specific portion of the specification at Appendix 48, Column 13, Line 66 to Column 14, Line 3, where it mentions, after any motion input command, the user can either bring the device back into the previous position or change the orientation in any way. And the suggestion is that their suggestion is that means there is, after every motion input command, a returning motion. That's not what that sentence states. That sentence merely states that you may have a motion command, and any type of motion command can result in returning motion. The specification then goes on to say you can ignore that type of returning motion by sending a sleep command. It doesn't state that the purpose of ignoring returning motion can only be achieved by sending the sleep command after each and every executed command. The specification doesn't even state that every executed command is necessarily followed by a returning motion. Now, if you did actually send a sleep command after each and every executed command, then you would result in a device that's unreliable or unusable. Because what happened, as Judge Dyke raised in one of his questions, you would end up ignoring not only returning motion, but intended motions by the user, such as when you want to move the pointer across the screen, scroll, or highlight text, all examples that the 146 patent explains you could perform with such devices. And that's at column 10, line 41 to 49, A46, and column 11, line 54 to 59, at appendix 47. Now, I think it's important also to note that in its remand briefing before the board at A542, Kinetic suggests that if a device is moved but there is no returning motion and that a sleep command is sent, that would result in users being unable to reliably use the device. So here we have, I guess the main point with this quote is that you have an admission from Kinetic that you shouldn't send a sleep command when there is no returning motion. And that's because the device cannot be reliably used in a situation like that. Yet here we have Kinetic arguing that you must send a sleep command after each and every executed command, which would result in motions other than returning motions being ignored, unless kinetic is actually implying that the claim should also be read such that each and every executed command
I'm going to channel one of my colleagues, and I'm going to say I'm tiring of this sleep command argument. Could you possibly move on to one of your other arguments?
Sure, Your Honor. So the other issue that was raised by counsel dealt with the board's decision. Again, this relates to whether the sleep command, but it relates to whether the prior art discloses this limitation. So if we set aside this each and every instruction, the question is, does Liberty still disclose this sleep command? The argument that was raised is that Liberty doesn't disclose the sleep command limitation because a sleep command is only sent if there is a button click, not because of a prior executed command. And counsel explained that the board's decision was based on a finding that Liberty isn't limited to button clicks. It actually extends to executed motions. But the board's decision wasn't limited in that way. Their decision was based on two findings. First, because of the court's construction merely requires that the sleep command be sent shortly after and in direct response to the executed command, it doesn't preclude the existence of any additional unrecited features such as a button click. So the board found that even if there is a button click in Liberty, the instruction in Liberty, which is, or the sleep command in Liberty, which is an instruction to enter a find with clicking technique, that is still sent shortly after an indirect response to an executed motion command that indicates a velocity below a set threshold. So the board's decision is actually, even in the situation where there is a button click, supports a finding that the sleep command in Liberty is sent after an indirect response to an executed motion command. Now, the issue of whether Liberty also discloses...
Counsel, this is Judge Brouse. On that point, our revised claim construction talked about no substantial event. So I guess you're presuming that this button click no one is arguing that that's a substantial event, right?
That's correct, Your Honor. Because the instruction, the sleep command of Liberty, is actually set based on the velocity, you either enter a find mode clicking technique if the velocity is below a set threshold, or you enter into a force mode clicking technique if it's above a set threshold, the earlier being the sleep command. The velocity is what dictates whether the instruction to send that sleep command, the sleep command is actually sent the instruction to enter into the find mode clicking technique. And so because velocity is actually a determining factor, whether or not there's this button click is irrelevant. It is a substantial intervening activity. Based on the citations to Liberty, substantial evidence supports that determination by the board. It also supports the board's determination that Liberty is not limited to button clicks. It does describe very broad disclosure about its techniques being applied to, quote, any known device interaction that yields undesirable movement and are not limited to button clicks. So that in that situation as well, that's a separate finding by the board that even if you aren't, even if you read Liberty to not be limited to button clicks, it would be disclosed as well. And then
you're missing one important point. We can't read that at all. We just have to review the board's reading of it for substantial evidence, correct?
That's correct, Your Honor. That's correct. You do have to read the board's.
Because when you say even if we were to read it differently, that's not the standard.
That's correct, Your Honor. The board read this disclosure in Liberty as extending beyond just button clicks and sending sleep commands in response to movement itself. That finding is based on the teachings of Liberty itself, and that is substantial evidence supporting the board's decision. So just quickly, Your Honor, there was some discussion about Samsung and the board changing their positions, and that's simply not true. As Judge Dyke properly summed, the board and Samsung relied on Liberty for the sleep command and the reactivate limitations. The Guerra was relied on for everything else. What Kinetic has done in its brief is take certain portions of Samsung and the board's statements about the prior references out of context, present them in this way that it makes it appear that Samsung and the board changed their positions. Just as one example, much of the discussion in the briefs and in the board's decision that Kinetics points to is the obviousness analysis. So of course there's discussion of both references to explain how, when they are combined, they meet these references. But at no point did either Samsung or the board change their positions from the petition and the initial final written decision. So with that, Your Honor, unless there's any additional questions, I will sit down.
Okay, thank you, counsel. Halderman, you have some rebuttal time.
Thank you, Your Honors. Just a few points that I want to quickly address. He claims that there's no support in the 146 patent for sending a command after each and every command, but as was recognized in the first decision, the specification says that commands that the sleep command is sent, not that it may be sent. And then further,
what about the idea that this is a new argument? This is not
okay.
We sent the case back to have the board consider, and this is not an argument you even raised before the board on the remand.
That's not true. So on our remand brief,
but how is this within the scope of what we did originally? What of the scope of the remand? The scope of the mandate.
Because the issue is whether the sleep command is sent after the command is executed, and so it's important that what we interpret after the command is executed to mean means that it must occur, and we did argue that on our remand brief on page 508 and 509 of the appendix, and we did argue it in our opening brief of this appeal on page 40 and 41. So I think it was disingenuous to say that we didn't raise it before. We focused more on it being a claim construction dispute in the reply brief because Samsung made clear what the board didn't make quite as clear, that they say sleep commands do not have to result. And
I don't see in 508 where you raised this. Where did you raise this?
Yeah. So 508 and 509. So the top of 509, notably, however, although Liberty's alleged sleep command may optionally be sent at some undefined point in time after a movement, it is not sent in direct response. So we were arguing that and then later on that same paragraph, we say, therefore, Liberty's alleged sleep command is not necessarily sent after the execution of the motion command. So what we were arguing there is that our interpretation of the court's instruction required that it must be sent, and even if that is not what the panel had in mind originally, we believe that that's the only support in the patent, and Samsung hasn't pointed to anything that says, oh, you can only send it when there's certain velocities. And the argument that it would make it an inoperable device, I don't understand that at all. I mean, the device has to include this algorithm. There has to be some instructions in there that says, if this, then do that. But it's not, it can't be, you know, if the device moves a certain speed, which isn't executed, then only send the sleep command. But if the device is at a higher speed,
okay, counsel,
do not.
Way over time. Do you have a closing thought? Well, if it takes you this long, you probably don't.
Yeah, I think we're
thank good. You. I thank both counsel for their argument.
You're welcome. Thank you, Your Honor.